Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 62. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And I'm Patrick McKibben.
Today we will be discussing the tech news of the last week and, well, whatever else we want as Randy shows off what he wants to talk about.
Google.
This week, today is July 26th, I think. Is that the date? Anyone? It's Thursday. Shortly after 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. As always, if you're not listening live, you can find us on our website, bleedgeek.com, or on iTunes. So it's been an all right week. There's a lot of end of the quarter stuff again. A little bit of Apple fury yesterday.
It's okay, Pat.
It's okay. But nothing too out of the ordinary this week. There may or may not be some Google news, right, Randy?
Tons of Google news. We're all about it today. I don't even remember what Google news is right now.
Well, Google
I lied.
Google announced, had a Kansas City announcement today.
Have we already done the introductions?
Yeah, went through that already, bud.
Jeez. It's my first podcast. So, would you like to live in Kansas City?
I was talking about moving there earlier today.
I would definitely like to move to Kansas City right now.
Like some gigabit Ethernet internet.
Yeah, gigabit Ethernet. How about fiber directly to your home?
Seems pretty impressive.
Google, for some reason, like, I don't totally, I mean, part of it, I'm sure, is because they agreed at one point to rename their city to Google City for a day.
They requested it there. I don't know which way it went, but Google and Kansas City are good friends, apparently. So that's where they decided to roll out their project of internet providing and...
How about everything cool?
And everything cool.
Frick. That's what makes... We do a tech podcast, we're in frickin' Minnesota.
Yeah?
What is our problem? We should be in San Francisco or freaking Kansas City.
Well, Kansas City just opened up, I mean... So, anyway, they had their announcement today.
See what you did
they
there.
Will be doing gigabit internet, which is much faster than anything anybody currently has. what do you have
to a resident?
What do you have at your residence?
To a residence
right
house.
What do you have at your residential area, Pat?
Oh, we have Comcast, which is, I don't know, they have tiers of up to 100 megabits if you really want it.
Can you really get that on a residential line?
You can. I believe, bad. I mean, I don't think there's any difference between, you know, what's residential and what's business class. Because, I mean, it all is coming from the same pipe provider. So if you really want to splurge and get, you know, the 25 and the 50/10, I think, and now they have the 100 and I don't even know what the other upstream is. I'm guessing it's probably either 15 or 25.
But what do you have?
We have just the standard whatever they bring to our building. So I think
probably 20.
Average 20.
I think that we pull down 30 here.
You think so?
Yeah. No, I know so.
And I've heard some, I mean, I heard it's fluctuate, like you get
I mean, it
20,
depends,
30.
Depends
on
I suppose it
day.
Also, that's what I was going to say, it depends on what time it is, too.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever gone past 20,
but
honestly.
How much do you pay for your 20 megabytes?
Oh, I think it's like
megabytes?
60, probably like 65, 70 bucks.
So
I'm
for this, we'll call it 1,000 megabyte internet.
For the sake of argument, yeah.
How much do you think in retro? You know, you'd think that'd be pretty expensive then, right? Going from 20 to 1,000, you're already paying 60.
Wait, what did you say? 1,000?
Is it 1,000?
Because it's gigabit.
Right.
I gotcha.
he's our fact checker right here.
I feel like there's judging
like
going on right now.
Like having a stenographer one in the
so,
same, you know.
So anyway, so you pay $60 a month for 20 megabytes.
Do you have TV also with that $60 a month?
No, nope. Mine's 60 now too. It went up.
You don't have TV either.
What's yours?
Do they call you once in a while? Like, hey, you should get Comcast basic cable because you can get it for like $50.
If they Maybe, I don't know. I get a lot of stuff in the mail from them.
They piss me off. Yeah. $60 for internet. That's
Is that what you pay too then?
Yes, it's freaking crazy. $60.
Okay, so what you're getting at, Mike, here is 60. Let's say 60 divided by 20, right? Right. And then the way we go here, it's $3 per megabyte.
Right. So for 1,000 megabytes, it should be
1,000 megabytes.
$3,000. But Google is going to be charging for internet only $70 a month.
Yeah.
For their internet.
Right. Not just internet.
No, but you can also get TV because they are going to be a TV provider as well. And for that whole package,
they already are a TV provider.
$130 a month, which is
with a DVR,
which is still
with a 2 terabyte DVR.
Right.
With recording eight channels. Does anybody else provide that crap? No.
I think the most you can get is 2 off of anybody else. How ridiculous. Maybe Dish does 4 now.
But is that ridiculous?
That is ridiculous.
Google's like, hey, check us out, guys. That's what we're doing.
So what they're doing right now is they have the basic infrastructure set up, and they are now allowing people in. They're calling them fiber hoods. Like neighborhoods, but with fiber.
Like Hoopervilles.
So the neighborhood, it's kind of like a contest. The neighborhood that gets the most reserves, you can reserve your spot now for $10. $10 down, you reserve your spot. The neighborhood that gets the most gets it first. And if you don't get enough, you might not get it at all. But they are also giving it to all the local schools for free. So that's kind of cool.
Which is nice.
Right. Yes, Randy?
Randy wants to say something.
He's got nothing.
All right.
I'm just turning my phone on silent because it's all about the crickets, and I don't want crickets chirping on our show.
Makes sense.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. They're hoping to have it rolled out by mid-September.
Oh, what the heck? Somebody's in our chat.
Yeah, that's you. That's your phone number.
That's not me.
That's your phone number.
That's not me.
Anyways.
Yeah, son of a.
So they're hoping to have it rolled out by mid-September, which is pretty crazy. And they are charging $300 for installation type fee, but if you sign a 2-year contract, they waive that. You also get a free Nexus 7 tablet to use for a remote. Well, you mean you get the tablet, but it comes with the remote app, which they are building for both Android and iOS.
Which is going to hook up to their Google TV.
Their DVR system,
the
right.
DVR system that they're going to
install. Although they are missing HBO, ESPN, and AMC from their TV packages.
They need AMC so you can have
Breaking Bad.
No.
Mad Men. Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
All three of those.
Thank you, guys. I haven't watched Breaking Bad yet, so I don't know.
I've watched like 18 episodes in the last 3 nights.
It's my fault.
Yes.
It's Randy's fault.
I take blame.
And I will say Mike's probably addicted, right?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I need to watch Breaking Bad.
Best, having a best with TV.
I need to
best TV show. Best TV show.
I'm not. That's not
I know,
me.
I get it now because you weren't texting.
Mike.
Which is the best TV show?
Breaking Bad.
You think so? Have you watched it all?
Yeah.
All of it?
I'm actually on season 5.
You're watching it as it's on?
There's 5 seasons of Breaking Bad.
Well, actively watching.
I'm so far behind.
Actively watching season 5.
I'm going to stick this microphone in my eyeball.
So anyway.
Well.
Sorry. I'll control myself.
He's just working it out, so don't worry.
FYI.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, I got nothing. So.
Oh, shoot.
So what else did Google do today? That was kind of cool. Nothing?
Did they do anything? Their service went down.
Oh, well, that's
not very cool though.
We'll get there in a second. How about searching? How can you search?
Ooh, you can draw.
So Google announced
today. That was
today,
the sound of me drawing. They announced today. I got this one.
Okay.
tablet and on your phone, if you go to google.com and you decide to do a search, maybe you should just turn my microphone off.
Why? You're doing fine.
Okay. So if you use a tablet or a phone, you can, instead of like typing out all your crap, you can actually write, which would be bad news right now for me.
You can draw.
I don't know if you can draw. I haven't tested it yet, but I'd like to see if you can draw a picture.
They didn't say anything about it. They said you could just write words, like you don't, instead of trying to type it in on the
keyboard.
Maybe
I draw a car. Do you think they would search cars?
I don't want you to try it right now. Okay.
Well, come back to me in like 5 minutes. Because it might take me a
while. It's a really intricate drawing of a car. Oh, look, they brought up the model in your number.
No, it's Steel Panther still.
So anyway, so they introduced writing with your finger, basically, instead of having to type into a keyboard to search. And then it brings up the InstaSearch still. So it's not actually in any of their apps. You actually have to go through the web browser, I believe, whatever browser you use. But it works on both, on all mobile browsers. It should work that you can have touch interface on.
So it's kind of bringing back that recognition that they had in earlier PDAs where you had, like, a stylus. You could draw, and it would, like, you know, it'd have, like, some kind of markup, and you could actually put it to text, but they're kind of, you know, building off of that, but, you know, making it into a search engine instead of...
Yes, Randy.
Randy is ready here. Did you draw a car?
I tried. I tried drawing the word car. Is it work just on Chrome, even, you think?
It should. I think you have to do something. I could look it up.
Can you look it up and see what I have?
Kind of in the middle of something right now.
Okay. More.
So anyway. Even,
did you know that Google, you know how they have the more button that you can click for like other options? There's like at the very bottom, there's an even more.
It's kind of like that Beyond section.
We'll just say
Bed Bath and
Google
Beyond.
Added a feature somewhere, somehow, to draw stuff. But I just tested it on Chrome on Jelly Bean, which is the new stuff.
Go to google.com in your mobile browser. Tap on settings at the bottom of the screen and enable handwrite.
Wait. Google, tap on settings. Is that what you said?
That is what I said.
Settings?
Settings, at the bottom of the screen.
No, it's at the top of my settings. Search settings?
No, are you on google.com?
I'm on google.com in Chrome.
Settings at the bottom.
No, it's at the top.
Okay.
Shoot.
Let me see that.
Okay, Mike's going to take over. We'll let him. Actually, you're still good.
You're still good.
Yeah, your settings are, I don't know. Classic. Maybe it's because you're on, maybe you need to be m.google. You think that'll change things? Oh, that's making noises while I type. That's fun.
Yeah, it's tap. I'll just stop right now. I should just not even talk anymore. I'm just. Shh, Randy.
We'll figure that out later. But anyway, you can write, supposedly. Kind of seems silly at this point, but moving on. So as we started to mention earlier, Google Talk was down this morning for quite some time for a lot of people. I didn't notice it when I got to work today. Did you notice any downtime, Pat?
No, I didn't notice.
I did.
When you got there at first?
No, because I was on GChat last night about 1:30.
Yeah.
And a guy sent me a message. Like, I replied to him last night around 1 in the morning, and he must have responded right away. But I didn't get his message till like 6:30 this morning.
Because there was some problems with Google Talk.
Google. They were supposed to fully update everybody, like, with what was going on, but they didn't say what technically was wrong. Not that they need to tell me technically what was wrong.
Not that they need to tell you.
Shit.
So there wasn't any official word what caused the outage?
No, we'll say it was Apple, though. I'm pretty sure Steve Jobs is involved.
There's a covert Apple operation.
Here, now try it. Write car on there.
Whoa! That was loud, I'm sure. Sorry, people.
It was loud.
Wait.
So we got Randy's settings updated so he can enable writing. Are you drawing a picture of a car or are you writing car first?
I wrote car. Okay. And it came up with car soup first.
That probably makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, let's go back. Let's go back one more time. How did you do that? Did you do something? Did you hack my freaking tablet?
Yeah. By changing the settings, as I told you.
I'll try drawing a picture of a car.
Okay. So
it's not working. How did you get there? Before it was like, what did you go to?
Search settings. Settings up at the top.
Okay, let me just try going back.
Oh, you're going back.
You're turning it off.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Wait.
Twitter
wait.
Also went down today for a little while.
And the internet died.
And the internet was sad because you could not talk on Google or Twitter. Two of the big three means of communication.
They had
no, I didn't go in there.
Facebook?
Just go to google.com. Facebook was all that was left, really. Yeah. What else do you talk on?
Phones,
shoot. Texting, email, SMS.
It texting. Went to my Steel Panther search.
And now we're looking up Steel Panther. can you draw on here? How did you got to refresh it? Refresh.
Wait.
Just hit refresh.
I'll hit refresh.
Oh,
I did something wrong.
Refresh. So anyway, the internet was down today internet as a whole. Down. Mountain Lion was released yesterday by Apple to a hailstorm of news briefings, which Randy was upset about. I'm semi-upset because my MacBook is too old to get Mountain Lion, so, but we'll put that out of the way. it released, we've talked about before what all the things were, but $20, they had a ton of traffic, I do know that. I didn't see any actual numbers, but I know they sold a lot of them. I saw a number today that was like 50% of users had already updated to.
Now this is even cheaper than the previous update, which was $29.99. Yep. So
this was
$20. Yeah, so $20, you get a full upgrade. It looks like they're starting to integrate more with this operating system. Like they had like some Twitter integration on some like side widget. I don't know what it's officially called, where you could tweet, you could see your previous tweets.
Well, they integrated Twitter completely into Mountain Lion now, so you can share basically from anywhere, as they did in iOS.
So it's 5. A part of the whole shell. You could actually just share a document or a photo.
Yeah, right from Safari, right from any document, any picture, right. Whatever. You can just hit share, and it'll send straight to
So if you're an active Twitter user,
and Facebook is coming in the fall. A lot of people are confused because they thought Facebook would be launched with this, but they did say in the keynote that would come in the fall, coinciding with the iOS 6 release, which will also have Facebook integration. So if you're looking for that, it'll come. I know there was a lot of talk about if things had changed between then and now that made that different, but there isn't. Notifications is a big thing, and from all the reviews I read, the biggest thing I got out of it was that AirPlay mirroring from your computer was the biggest feature, the best feature, essentially. The ability to
wirelessly
just stream right to an Apple TV without right. just go boop boop, and then everything I see on my monitor works on the TV.
It's pretty
which is it is really nice that. Like with the iPad and the iPhone, you can do that now. And so it's just taking that to the next step. And you can also do just audio, which is nice. If you're listening to music, you can send it to any AirPlay device. A good koi. And then Notification Center was the other big thing. Mountain Lion isn't really a huge update, but it's a lot of little things. They say 200 features, which seems crazy, but...
They said, like, over 200 features in the last one either. Yeah, you know.
The other one was, a bigger thing, but this is just fine-tuning, I believe. Like, it's a fine-tuned version of Lion. It's kind of how I see it. But, like I said, $20. Every review I've said...
We're going to do this.
Okay.
We're just taking the microphone away from Randy.
Every review I've read has said that it's well worth the $20, which is pretty cheap for an update.
493-6110, is that Pat?
It is Pat's phone number, I'm pretty sure.
So it's somebody that knows us.
Is it Moses?
Probably.
Wait.
We'll say it's Moses. Moses!
moving on. Apple was also given the hold. It was officially given the ban on the Samsung tabs in the UK. Or no, in America, right, Randy?
What?
Samsung tabs are officially banned in the United States right now. Is that what it is?
No, EU.
In the Europe?
European Union.
European Union.
Let's see what I did there.
Yeah, thank you.
I acronymized it. That's a Crandall word.
Okay.
Use it, live it, learn it.
And they've also been given a stay on having to to announce that Samsung did not copy them.
MDBT. Why is there names all over chat that I don't even know?
Acronym that one.
Acronym that one, huh?
Yeah.
Mad Dog.
Don't say it.
Thanks, Mike.
So yeah, so that's pretty much all the Apple news. Dead Trigger is an Android game that has been released. It was $1.
I don't know what that number is either. That's
my phone number.
That's gotta be obviously Moses.
Dead Trigger is a game that was out for Android for 99 cents.
Nope.
How much was it?
Nope.
$2.99
it came out as. And then they lowered the price to 99 cents.
Did they lower it due to the hacking?
Yep, and people still pirated the shit.
So
out
people
of that
are
one.
Stealing the game so much that the people decided to just give it for free.
They said they had a handful of papers, one on the left, one on the right, and they went, "We give up. Have it for free."
But it still cost $1 on Apple.
On Apple, yeah. If you got an Apple, hey, Apples. You should get an Android phone.
Do you have Dead Trigger on your phone?
No.
Then it doesn't matter.
I don't have any games on my phone.
We'll see.
I got rid of Angry Birds even.
Really?
Yep. Because I was like, Angry Birds? I don't even care about you guys anymore. You guys are so 5 years ago. Well, more
five
like
years?
2 years ago. More like a year ago. Shit.
So, apparently Android.
Play Mike.
Android is built to hack. From the ground up is, I believe, the quote that went around. Right?
Ground up. I think that's what you said. I'm glad my mom isn't here anymore.
23 minutes. Wow. There's a lot of quarterly. Oh, Sparrow. Let's talk about Sparrow.
Google bought them.
Google bought Sparrow for an undisclosed number, but is approximately $25 million, which seems pretty cheap for recent acquisitions, seeing as how Instagram went for $1 billion, but I think that kind of made everything a little skewed.
And what does Sparrow do?
Sparrow is a
Mail.
Mac client. Mac and iOS.
Nope, not anymore.
Only client. It still is.
Damn.
A Gmail.
It's basically, a Googleized app now.
So, it's not even a Google. Well, it's not just Gmail, but that's the main reason people use it. So it's a desktop client for using email, and they just recently released up. It's not only works with IMAP, but it now works with POP. So you can use it with anything. I personally use it on both.
Mad Dog's on
my computer and my phone, and it is. People kind of were looking at. We talked about it before on the podcast. People were hoping. For great things from Sparrow for, I mean, they made email very nice on the iPhone. The Gmail app sucked.
Left.
The Mail app isn't the greatest. And so Sparrow, the only real setback from it was the fact that it didn't have push notifications. Yes, Randy?
Nothing.
You're just
that wasn't my hand up. I'm just blaming you for stuff.
Okay. Everything's
in
my
chat.
Fault if anyone asks. I'm glad we're back to your phone number, by the way.
No, that's my left.
My
left, your right.
Stage right.
I don't know how that goes.
For people that listen to this podcast, that it's recorded in the audio only without seeing it live right now.
You should be watching it live.
Are going to be confused.
You should be live. That's what the problem is.
So if you listen to this later and you wonder why you should listen to it live.
Wait, no, why you should watch it live.
It's because you can watch us. And you would understand a lot more of what's happening right now.
Specifically,
mostly this. Although it doesn't seem like a lot. It's because there's an empty one over there.
You just said less. This. Let's not
say
what this is.
No, I'm not going to.
Don't say it. Pat, you better not say it. Because I will fight you, and I will fight anybody right now. That says a lot. I will fight the Rock.
So Google bought Sparrow.
You heard it here.
And it was a sad day for me because they said they would not have any updates. They would support Sparrow, but they would not update it or release any new features.
So what's the speculation that they'll do with Sparrow?
They took the people and moved them into Gmail, essentially. They said they're working on projects now at Google.
So are we going to expect like a Gmail in client?
But hopefully that will make... Because currently there's a Gmail app for iOS, but it is essentially the same as the web app.
Sure.
And it's not that great. And Sparrow as an email client is super nice on the iOS. The features, it's really smooth. The UI is pretty smart. It all makes a lot of sense, except for the push notifications, but that's just an Apple holding them back type of thing. And so the real hope is that they will go to Gmail. I think it was a good move on Google's part, but it saddens me because I like Sparrow. And I will be able to use it for now, but people are worried, like, okay, when iOS 6 comes out, will it break the app and no one's going to be there to fix it?
So, I mean, if they acquired, like, the Sparrow developers, I mean,
they essentially
wouldn't
bought
it put
the
more,
team.
I know, wouldn't it put more hope in the Gmail
iOS
app
it
in
is.
The future?
No, completely. And like I said, I think it was very smart of Google to buy them. And I've heard speculation that, you know, if they didn't, Facebook or Apple would
Zero
have bought them.
Equal.
But
amounts of
even though they were selling, the Sparrow app was $10 for in the Mac App Store, but they had a light version that was free just with ads. And on iOS, it was $2.99. And they were saying that even that isn't making them enough money to... Basically, they were breaking even or barely staying afloat as it was.
Sure.
Even though it's, like, one of the most respected... I don't know what the word is. Respected apps? Like, it's aptly recommended by, like, all the news sites recommended. Like
a critically acclaimed
app. Yeah, there you go. That's a good... You know, it's, like, one of the big apps. Like, people really... And they were supposedly working. Like, they had recently released on their blog post, big things are coming, and it was a picture of the iPad with the Sparrow app on it, so they were working on an iPad version.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's out the window now. And then after they got bought, there was this rumor of a Windows version coming out, but then they said, no, we weren't doing that even. I don't know where that came from. Yes, Randy?
Nothing. I was just waving at
you. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I'm going to do this.
Okay. And Randy has now turned his mic off.
I'm not any credible content anymore.
I get it. As I could, I don't even know how your eyes are open right now. So like I said, for me, it kind of sucks because I really did like Sparrow. I used it on both my desktop and my iOS device, but I do think it was a very smart move by Google, and I do hope that the Gmail app will get better. And then I guess I probably wouldn't really even need Sparrow anyway, I guess, if they can make it work.
See, I'm hoping, like, the Sparrow team comes in. I mean, I've never used it before, but, like, comes in and says, you know, threaded conversation in Gmail, just go without it. Or, like, revise it in a way that...
threaded conversation?
Yeah, because it's not in a timeline. Like, that's what if it had, like, a progression, like a timeline progression.
I hate how
it's
like, once you get into it...
It's out of order in my,
It's kind
of
sneaky, even, like, when you get into it. Like, I mean, it says two next to it, but once you click on it, like, sometimes you don't notice there's that small little line that it's showing two or three messages.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if they get rid of threaded conversation, I mean, I understand it to some regards, but...
How do you spell...
You're asking me, really?
Garlic.
Like it sounds?
Garlic.
Question, how long does garlic last in the refrigerator? I have lots of garlic, and I need to keep it for a while. I'm just wondering. Fresh garlic. Okay, continue with the show. Shit. That was my computer for work.
And your phone. Fuck. So, anyway... Yeah, so Sparrow's gone. And actually, they did release an update a day yesterday or the day before, but all it said was some bug fixes. And then, of course, everyone's like, good thing they're still spending time on it, like, sarcastically, because before they had a lot of detail in every update. Like, but hopefully they will at least make sure that iOS 6, it still works. And I'm sure it was... I mean, they had updated it recently for the Retina display on the desktop. So that's a good... So if you got a Retina display computer, that was also... It's Randy's... yeah. So...
Could be worse.
There was a lot of numbers as we ended the quarter this week. I'll just point out some of the ones that I thought were kind of key. Sprint lost $1.4 billion last quarter, but Dan Hesse still stands behind the fact that the iPhone was the right move.
For Sprint.
For Sprint.
Because they acquired how many users?
I didn't see that actual number.
I think it's
number,
like 1 point.
But they had some million. They had about a million and a half iPhone activations. I don't know if it was actual acquired users or not. Facebook had their first earnings announcement today, losing $157 million.
$157 million?
Even though they had over $1 billion in revenue, I believe.
So where are they spending their money, you think? Is it upgrading their network?
Operations, I would say, completely. What else do they have
in
to
a
spend money
in
on?
In a failing operations.
Right.
Really.
But all they're only way they make money is advertising, and yeah, there's some...
Oh, shoot.
Good thing. But they did hit, like, you know, they met their expectations, which were to lose that much and to gain that much in sales. Their sales were where they thought. However, this did cause the stocks to go down 10% following the news, which I'm sure for Mark Zuckerberg was a lot of money, being he has like a gazillion stocks. I don't know how many, but it's a lot. Apple did theirs on Tuesday. They had $8.8 billion in income on $35 billion in sales, which apparently was a bad quarter for them. They did not beat the street, as they call it. That's what they call it, right? Beat the street. That's what Wall Street predicts
Sprites.
They're going to do.
Beat the street. Sprites. Sprites. Sprouts.
So Apple did not meet expectations, but they still made a shit ton of money, to say the least. I mean, I guess they only made $8.8 billion. And then to say that's a bad thing, I don't know about you, but I would certainly take $8.8 billion. Netflix finally got back to profitability this quarter. I don't know how much they made. Just know
$3 billion.
You made that number up completely.
Totally.
But they did go to profit, although they were below estimates on there. Do you subscribe to Netflix, Pat?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, how can they get more users at this point, right? Like, you think of the percent of people that have Netflix, then you go to the percent of people that have access to broadband internet. Like, the people in rural areas aren't going to get Netflix. It's not any good to them.
Sure.
I mean, they might do the mail-in thing, but that just seems silly at this point. What are we living in, 1992 here? DVDs? But I'm glad that they're back in profit. I like Netflix. I love their service. They had a bad year. I will give them that. They made some mistakes. People make mistakes, right, Randy?
Big mistakes.
And then Amazon, who made $12.83 billion in sales and only made $107 million in revenue, which is a huge. They're down like 93% from last year at this time. It's funny though, because at work today we had the news on. We typically have the news on from time to time, but they refer to, if you can follow Netflix or Amazon, how they make their money. Like, it's a good indicator of how the economy is doing, which makes sense, I guess, overall, because I mean, I should try to shop mostly on Amazon, and I know Randy does. Do you buy a lot of things on Amazon, Pat?
Oh yeah, from time to time.
You don't have Prime though, right?
Not on Prime. I'm considering it, Mike.
Prime? You don't have Prime?
I may, at this rate, buy
two to three
things a year from Amazon.
Oh, but with Prime, I think having Prime makes you buy more there. At least for me, and I'm sure for you, because 2-day free shipping. Why not?
Like, I honestly like Newegg. So, P.S. Mike,
you want to turn on your mic?
Turn me to a reasonable level.
There you are. Randy's going to lay some gospel on you.
Lay some gospel. So, Randy, I was looking at buying a solid-state drive. Guess what? Newegg sold out of their Newegg deal of the day on their solid-state drives. So I decided, F it. I'm out. I'm buying some monitors because I have one monitor right now that's dying on me. My 24-inch one. My newest monitor is dying.
How do you feel about that?
It pisses me off. That's why I'm shooting it with a shotgun. Anyways... Anyways,
not immediately following the show.
I just assume naturally that Newegg would have cheaper prices on most of their tech related items
because it's Newegg.
That's what they do.
Yep. Keep going.
So, I was like, okay, I'm gonna buy the monitors. I picked what monitor I want. They were gonna be LCD LED, 24-inch monitors from Acer. Nope. I was like, well, I should just check, just for kicks, what's Amazon got them for? Amazon had a $15 mail-in rebate. Each monitor you buy, same price as Newegg, plus $15 off. Click, click, boom.
Plus,
that's a little POD reference there.
Would you have had to pay for shipping on Newegg, or is it free after a certain
amount of money? Nope, it's plus shipping.
So, on Amazon, you have them in 2 days.
I'm saving probably, like, honestly, probably $25 per monitor right now due to me buying them from Newegg. And I was fine with the 2-day Amazon shipping. I said Newegg.
Yep.
Amazon. By buying them off of Amazon, they, and it's funny, it's weird because they're coming from Newegg. Is that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Newegg's effing you, but not effing you. Because
it's like
still
you can buy stuff on Amazon from IKEA. Like, that's weird.
And one of the guys on Raptorsaurus, he's from California, and they have the sales tax. So he was just looking at buying a bunch of computer stuff from from Newegg, and he's like, F, I'm at sales tax. And I was like, well, really, you'd be saving money if I bought it for you and shipped it to you.
I thought did it go into effect, the sales tax, for Amazon already?
Yep.
Okay.
That's all I got. So
that was
Amazon
very anticlimactic.
Sorry, I don't know where I was going. I guess I didn't. I thought I was.
Amazon turned out to save you money.
Like in the end, honestly,
Prime is awesome.
I'm,
I think that's where you were going.
Right. Like in the end, I'm very glad. Like I signed up for the Prime membership
after I bugged you for like a year.
Right, and you get what? How is it? Just a month free? You get.
You can get a month free, right?
Yep, like when you sign up for it, you get 30 days free, and like that alone is worth it. Well, now at this point, like I order almost all of my household, like minus produce and meat and stuff, like toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning supplies, deodorant, toothpaste.
Everything but food.
Like honestly, everything but food I order through Amazon. Granted, I just bought Clif Bars through them.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, they're $2 a piece normally if you ever buy them, or they're $1 a piece through Amazon. Like I'm saving 50% off.
Good job. Thrifty.
I'm done.
So, but again, Amazon was below what they thought they would make, uh-oh, but still made money, so seems to be fine.
I don't know if you've noticed. So I've been looking at, I don't know, like time I'll just go to Amazon, and they've had like a variety of different things on there, and one thing that I noticed, like, because they used to say something on the splash page of Amazon.com whenever they have something important to say.
Whenever they have something new, you get a letter from Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, you get a
letter. Who's Jeff Bezos?
Bezos.
Bezos. Oh, so it's not Mexican dollars.
Right.
Okay.
No, this is a different Jeff. But anyways, I noticed pertaining to like their instant streaming service that they were looking for writers and like show ideas to do like their own Amazon exclusive type video, you know.
Yeah, they've been
which makes an interesting kind of play on like because right now the fight is, you know, getting content is their biggest, you know, the biggest struggle. And
well, they're pretty neck and neck with Netflix. I feel like Netflix has got a little bit of a head start on them, but I feel like they're very much keeping up with them.
Yeah. And Netflix has yet to release any Netflix exclusive series.
No, they had Lilyhammer.
It was Lilyhammer
that came
Network?
Out in
Netflix.
March.
Didn't they have one with Kevin Spacey?
And they supposedly had House of Cards, but I don't think that's out yet.
I think that's
the Kevin Spacey one. Okay. But I don't think that one's out yet. But House of Cards, or no, Lilyhammer came out, maybe it was in April, but it started out, it's kind of like it doesn't matter what it's about, I guess. Gangster in Finland or something. I don't know.
Sure.
They had the guy from the E Street Band that was in The Sopranos, Stevie Van Zandt. Something. Anyway.
IMDb, if you question
it. House of Cards. Lilyhammer. No, yes. Lilyhammer is the one that's out.
Yeah.
But And I think they're working on a second season, and they still are working on the Arrested Development 10-episode span, plus a movie, plus bringing all the back content back. So Netflix does have some stuff. Although I did...
Netflix sucks. That's Amazon right. Prime.
But we've talked about Amazon Prime, like the app itself for the instant streaming. It's kind of...
It's problematic because it's not in a lot of places. That's what I think.
Get a Roku.
Shit will be solved. It's on Xbox.
But I think it's like
the... You're like, the Pat, where's my Roku at? See what I did there?
But you don't like the interface either, right?
No, I do. I'm a fan of it now.
Now you are. You've gotten used to it.
The more of it you, yeah.
But because they don't separate the stuff you have to buy from the stuff.
Right. That's what I was getting at. Yeah, it's kind of mixing together.
So I agree that is kind of like, really, like you couldn't say like this is the stuff you could separate it into two categories.
The Prime category, and then you know if you want to get the instant service,
pay for it. Right. Pay for. That's a. And like I have Netflix, so most of the stuff I have already. Verizon and Redbox are supposedly getting together to do a sort of Redbox Instant type feature. And they are going to have a contract with Epix, which is what currently gives Netflix basically its only exclusive content it currently has from Paramount, I think. Like right now they have the Thor 2, and they will have Captain America and the Avengers when it comes out, and the Hunger Games. But as the exclusive, it will be ending when that comes out in the fall, I think, is their goal.
And that's going to be a paid service?
I don't know if there's a lot of details out, but I just read about it today. So
all right.
That was just coming out. I'll find out for sure. So anyway. Yeah. In the last bit of news this week, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and eBay have formed an Internet Association lobbying group. Basically a little group in Washington to lobby the politicians. Obviously the biggest thing will probably be things like SOPA and net neutrality is a huge deal. And if you don't think it is, it is. But that's all
Great
I have
question,
to say.
Quick.
What?
What's the word I'm looking for? That's not. It's related to spinning, but not hurricane.
Typhoon.
Not typhoon.
That's funny.
Twister.
Twister. That's a good one. There we go.
Randy's word of the day is twister.
Yep.
Is there any other news you'd like to bring up, Pat, before we call this?
Actually...
Oh wait, what did you have to say about the Steam CEO? He called Windows 8 a catastrophe this week.
He did call Windows 8 a catastrophe.
Wait, who's that guy?
Kind of a catastrophe.
Who's that guy? Name his name.
The guy from
Steam. I don't know his name.
We actually have to Google that.
Can you write that down?
Can we? Oh my gosh.
Twister. That's the word I was looking for. Twister. Did you guys say Twister? Tornado.
You said Twister.
Tornado.
So technically it's the Valve CEO.
Valve. That's right.
Valve sucks anyways.
So it's the Valve CEO who called Windows 8 a catastrophe, and that is Gabe Newell.
So, I'll give it to him.
Yeah. And kind of the reason is Windows 8 is going to be installing their own application store, which goes kind of neck and neck with the whole stream. Which goes neck and neck with the whole Steam model, which is the install the app from Steam and you get, you know, whatever it is, 2,000 some plus games off of Steam. So they have direct competition now, since Windows 8 is going to have a heads up and it's just going to come pre-installed with, you know, the App Store in general. So they're kind of, you know, he was going on a tear about that, and then how they're hedging their bets or whatever, and then coming out with an application that's going to run on Linux. Which is, you know, they're thinking is, you know, if Microsoft kind of closes the door on, you know, any independent other software company out there, that they would have, you know, some kind of market to sell to the Linux users.
Mike.
Yes,
will
Randy?
Will you just take my phone away from me, please?
Yeah. Let me see that.
Pat. Thank you.
Thanks.
I know when to call it quits, and when I can't type there, it's game over.
So yeah, I think this fall will be telling for a lot of things. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Windows as a whole. Even in the chat room,
you suck, Mad Dog.
Even in the chat room already, we are having some anti-window terrorists. going on.
Maybe he should play with a little Windows 8 action on a tablet.
Well, we'll find out in the fall what will
take
happen.
Take that away too, please.
Okay.
You're not taking this away, though.
With that, I believe our podcast has come to an end.
I'm Randy Orvis.
You can follow us on Twitter. We are at BleedGeek or twitter.com/BleedGeek, pending Twitter being up, of course.
Email fans at BleedGeek.com.
Whoa. Don't jump that shit. We're still on Twitter.
What? Facebook, Randy?
Facebook.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
BleedGeek.
Tumblr, BleedGeek.tumblr.com.
Bleed with a TUMBLR.
Are you Crandall or the Crandall on Tumblr?
No, just Crandall.
Just Crandall with two L's .tumblr.com. Follow Randy himself.
I post. Dude, you should see right now my last picture that I posted on Tumblr. That shit's blown up.
I'll check it right after this.
Okay.
All right.
Pat, are you on Tumblr?
No.
Do you even know what Tumblr is?
Pat doesn't hang out a lot in social media at all. So as Pat was saying, our email is
fans@BleedGeek.
Randy, do you know the phone number right now?
406-79-GEEKS.
If you want to give us a call.
Don't ask me the phone number though.
You can always get a hold of us.
406-795-3347.
That is semi-close.
Not even close.
You can always follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
Wait.
Randy's trying to tell you what his is currently.
Wait, which one? Which side are we talking? Twitter. I am at
the Crandall with two L's.
And Pat, you are?
Are at Hammock Time.
With a Y instead of an I.
When was the last time you logged into Twitter, Pat?
Ooh, last year?
Seriously?
And what you can always go spam the hell out of Matt. He is at FowlerFF.
I got that one for you.
Okay, what is it?
At Fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R.
FowlerFF. I think you just woke up my three-year-old.
Is Danny in here?
No, that's what April said. Anyways, we, of course, thank you for bearing with us this evening.
I got
as always, yes, Randy.
How long have we been podcasting?
40 minutes.
40 only?
Yeah. It
feel like
feels like forever.
You said forever.
Yep.
I said five. Good one.
Thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And I'm Patrick McGivern.
Patrick McGivern!
Have a good night.